Just a warning, this episode will contain spoilers. Come back to this episode of Once You've Read The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes by Suzanne Collins. Also, be sure to check trigger warnings before listening as well.
Hey besties, welcome back to Boozy Book Talk. I'm Andy.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Ren.
And
Welcome.
we're Boozy Book Talk,
Exactly.
bitch.
Myself.
Literally. And we're back after troubles trying to get to record. Like, I literally feel like it's been a struggle. Like, you would think we're like CEOs of companies.
No, it'd be so fucked if we were CEO of companies because they get shit done. Who cares if they're dying? They're in the hospital bed and they're
No,
not.
so true. So true.
Like,
They would have pulled an all-nighter to finish the book the first time and would
like,
record it at 4 a.m. And then
people,
both times Andy was
we're a
sick.
month late on this episode.
Are we actually a month late?
Yeah.
Like, for real, a
A
month?
month.
I thought we were like.
Well, sorry. We're 2 weeks late. Therefore, it's been a month since our last episode, is what I. Sorry.
Damn. Well, you know, the life happens. It gets in the way, you know? It's fine.
Exactly. It'd be like that.
So,
Queen.
what's been up with you guys besides being sick and just working?
Crickets.
No, I mean, this past weekend I hung out with my sister. We saw Iron Claw at like rooftop cinema. And we had dinner in LA. It was nice. Yeah, because I don't get to like it's different. Like, because when we used to live with each other, like when she lived here at home, like we would just hang out whenever. But like now, like to like make the plans, but it was nice seeing her.
Yeah. Was,
I
that
feel
was
like
my
you've
first
seen
time
each
seeing them
other a
all.
decent amount though. Sorry, because you
You're
saw
fine.
Pride and Prejudice like a week before too.
Yeah, like 2 weeks before. Yeah,
Oh.
but yeah,
Yeah,
I
that's the same.
it's like
Yeah, but
good.
it's still not the same. Oh, I know that. I know that.
Because she's not like here in my room.
Yeah. You would literally wake up and be like, "Hey, Elizabeth."
Exactly.
Yeah. And, like, you have a lot of similar interests, so like it's like damn, gotta make plans with your sister. Like, crazy. I feel like I'll never see my brother. Like, if we don't, like, we live together, we're like, we get along, we hang out because we live together. And, like, we're like around when the other's going out somewhere, so we'll invite each other. But I don't think, like, when one of us move out first or both move out, like, I don't think we'll ever actually make plans. It'll just be like, I don't know.
Like,
Maybe
no,
we
I get
will.
for
Your
your
twin?
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're your younger brother.
Like, you don't have the same interests. Like,
You know, like some stuff, like we go to the movies, like that was always our thing in the summers. Like, we would go into like $5 movies on Tuesdays, which we don't do that as much anymore. Like, we got to eat together, and like I'm friendly with his girlfriend, so like, but like we do make plans because like we're around each other. Like,
yeah.
he's we like, we have, yeah, we do have like different interests, like besides like those things. But so it's like, that's a movie. Like, I don't know what we would do. Like, my mom, he would be over all the time. Like, plus we'd have my mom make us come over for dinner and stuff. But like, I think it's different because like you and your sister are like very similar. You know, you have
Yeah,
things to do anyway.
me and my brother are the way you are describing you and your brother are. And like
Yeah.
that's we every couple of weeks like see each other, we'll see a movie. Or primarily what it is I go see my grandma and then I invite him. And if he can come, I see him
Yeah.
then.
Yeah, I
But
think she's ever with like a brother, and like also we're really close, but like it's just different.
yeah, especially like for me at least, like my brother doesn't initiate anything ever. So anytime we do see each other, it's me initiating. And it's
Gotcha.
like, I want to see my grandma. He tags along to those. Hey, you want to come see grandma?
Yeah.
Or then every once in a while, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe Johnny would like this movie. I'll invite him, I guess.
Yeah,
That's how
exactly.
it be.
But wait, have you seen? You saw Iron Claw before, like last weekend, right?
Three times at this point,
That's what I thought. I remember you telling me like you think I would like it.
yeah.
I
I
should.
think so. You should watch it.
Wait, you know what I watched this not this past weekend, the weekend before, and I did not like it. I just was like, I really had like, I don't know, Poor Things. I don't know how to word it.
I loved Poor
It's
Things.
an interest. I loved it too, but it is one that I know a lot of people. It's either you love it
Like,
or you're kind of like, interesting.
So my coworker and I, like, we're getting along really well. Like, I would say we're friends. He's a guy, but like we have like we get along so well, but we have the top opposite taste of like movies and of TV shows. Like, if I love it, he doesn't feel a way about it, or like vice versa. And he was obs and like something we do have a similarity with, but for the most part, it's usually like the opposite. And he loved Poor Things, and he was like, "Oh, it's, I think it was incredible." Blah blah. You have to
Michael.
watch it. And I was like, okay, now I gotta watch it because I gotta see. Like, we'll have it will be like, drastic like differences again. And like, I didn't not like it. Like, in the beginning, I was like, oh, I really am not vibing. Like, I'm kind of can't wait for it to be over. Like, I was just like the way it was building up, I was like, all right, like, but once it started got in there, got going, I was enjoying it. But like, and I appreciated like the I don't want to use the word this aesthetic, but the aesthetic of it and the way it was shot and stuff like that and like the message behind it. But I just was not like blown away, and I didn't love it, and I'm like, damn, like another like I really it's like I've been wanting to like love things, but I was like looking up like stuff on TikTok, because I always do that, like Poor Things, and look my for you my search bar to see videos, and I saw one of Jen's comments on something, I forget what it was, someone who hated it for like a reason of like, oh, like pedophilia or whatever like that, they didn't understand the
Yeah,
message.
I've seen that a lot.
But
That's
I
the
saw
whole point.
right, like
Yes.
it's supposed to freak you out. Like that's the point. They're taking advantage of someone who they know is not like
I think that was
they're
my comment.
immature and vulnerable.
Something along
What?
those lines. Something along those lines was my comment. Like.
Yeah, exactly. I remember I saw. I was like, oh, Jen saw it, and I like you all saw that movie. I liked your comment, but like, I mean, I didn't not like it for those reasons. Like, I appreciated that. I just like I don't know. Like, when you just don't can't understand a reason you just kind of just like, I don't
It just
know. Is there
didn't
a really
vibe with
reason?
them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just how I feel. But anyway, so I did see that. But multiple people have told me that I would like Iron Claw, so I think I need to definitely watch it eventually.
Yeah, the thing with that director who did Poor Things is a very it's a very particular taste. He is very
Yeah.
absurdist with all of his stuff. But Iron Claw is not like that at all. It's like
It should have
it
been
just
nominated for Oscar.
it was robbed.
My husband Zac Efron was robbed. I will say it now and forever.
100%.
Yeah, kind of surprised he wasn't. I the movie got so much like,
Because
I mean, so
A24
much
doesn't know
joy.
how to campaign. They
Wait,
need
why?
money. A24 doesn't know how to campaign.
They always do the wrong movies, bro.
Big
It's happened before.
time, big time.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So you did that. You saw Liz. Anything else been up to, Jen?
No.
Adult life.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
I mean, it was a couple weeks ago, but we did do stuff one weekend, and
Yeah,
that
I was
was
going to
in the
talk about
midst
that
of,
week. It
yeah,
was almost a month ago. Like,
it was too, no, it was not, because remember on Friday, I literally said it felt like forever ago, and you were like, no, it feels like a week ago, and I was like, okay,
now 2 weeks have gone
excuse
by,
me.
so.
No, not even now, a week and 3 days. Like, settle down. No, I'll speak on it. We had a whole little, we call ourselves family, Jen D and I. And we had a whole family weekend. And we went to a Club 90s event. It was 2000s themed. It was a 2000s night. And they half carried with the 2000s. They half did not. But then the next day, Jen and I went to a SoulCycle class. We did an Ariana Grande themed SoulCycle class, and it beat our ass. Literally, my ass was bruised from the seat.
I love spin. I'm
So
so
do I.
happy.
I love spin though. I love
Ugh.
spin. I did it in college, and I've been wanting to go back. And
Wholesome
I
weekend working out with
Yeah,
you
no,
guys.
exactly. Literally. And we were like, we're crazy going out and then going to a workout class the next morning. But I mean, it was like 11:45, so like wasn't like 8 a.m. And then that same day though, then D met up with us. We went to a little cafe and had breakfast or brunch. And then D met up at my house and we watched the first Dune movie together, the three of us. And then we went and saw Dune 2 in IMAX.
I love that weekend planned. I literally do.
Yeah,
That's so
it was
wholesome.
very fun. And then, however, that is definitely when I, in some capacity, got sick. So, something there
So,
got me.
how was June? Like, I've never seen it.
I mean, I didn't live, laugh, love it. It
Yeah.
wasn't my favorite. But it was
Overhyped.
good. It was good. But yeah, I do think it was.
Overhyped.
Yeah.
Was the second one better?
Second one
Second
was better.
one was better. Yeah.
All right, that's what I
Second one was
heard.
better for sure. Second one, there's a lot more happening. Zendaya's in it more. However, that is balanced out with Austin Butler being in it. So then it's like, oh
Yeah,
yeah.
can he go somewhere? Like, to me, like, ever since he
He's
fucking made
so
Jackson, like,
cringe.
he's cringe. He's a cringe
Yeah.
loser. Like, you had your
He's
time, and I regret it.
Yeah, he was he you were feeling him for a minute.
Cool.
Ren.
I was not.
I thought you were.
No, I don't think. I mean, I liked him when he was in Carrie Diaries, but like, I always thought he was a loser ever since I saw the Elvis
Yeah, I
stuff.
used to like
Okay,
him
T.
more. I used to like him pre-Elvis era.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I liked him
I
Vanessa
also don't
Hudgens
like
era.
blondes, so like.
Yeah, but something about him, like, and I liked him in
Yeah,
Vanessa.
yeah, yeah.
But
Yeah,
then
exactly.
after the Elvis shit, I was like,
After all of that, yeah, no,
yeah.
everything was downhill. Yeah, like Zendaya's in the second one more, but then yeah, Austin Butler's also in it. So it's like, but second one is definitely better. Also longer. But it's just like it's a lot of world building for like kind of no payoff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And like to be fair, maybe it's the fact that like I'm experiencing the world building movie, like 1 to 2 movies, whereas like say with Star Wars, probably equivalent world building. However, I had the full serial, like full thing to boom, boom, start, finish. You know what I mean? Other than obviously like the new
Yeah.
movies that came out as I got older. But like with this, it's like, well, we're still in the early cycle, so like maybe that's why it's kind of like okay. But also like I think there's only one more movie, so we should be in it.
Well, this is on the this movie were only the one book. There's a million books, I heard.
There's a lot of books.
Yeah, but I thought he's only making, I thought like all of them are spin-offs and he's only making like this one and then the next one.
Well, I think that's how the books are, though. It's from what I was told. Like, it's like a
I
bad,
have no fucking
like,
clue.
I from my coworkers are telling me, but and I kind of zoned out. But I think there'd be more that, like, I think it branches off kind of like that, where it's about different
Oh.
people or like whatever, but I don't know.
The fuck
I love
cares?
world building, like, and I hate when it's slow, but as long as it's worth it, like,
Yeah.
I don't. What I'm hearing, it's a kind of mix. So I just need to try it myself. I was like, I'm gonna read it. And
Yeah.
my brother was like, the most of the books are just like political backgrounds of this fantasy world. Like, I'm like, oh,
Yeah.
right.
And
I like when people talk about it, I'm invested in what they say. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
wow. And I do see that in like the movies, but also like it's overall, it's like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Remember?
I get there.
I think also like I always just compare series to other series
Yeah.
like this, you know? And I was like, yeah, like I can pick and choose so many different aspects, like every aspect of this, I can name a better series in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like it just it, they're all kind of like essentially Nazi euphemisms of. Or you could really argue any sort of it's colonialism, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I can only see that story in space so many times
Time. Yeah.
before I'm like, and
I don't like
unfortunately, I
Star
reach.
Wars. I don't like Star Wars. Sci-fi is just not it for me.
I love Star
See, I do
Wars.
like Star. Yeah, I love Star Wars. But I think Star Wars for me also is a nostalgia thing. My dad loves Star Wars, so I grew
Yeah.
up
But
watching
the
Star
pacing
Wars.
also, pacing is pretty good. Like, it starts with episode four. So,
I
like,
agree. I
that draws you.
agree.
If it was starting episode one, like, I can get it. But they did
Yeah.
that for a reason. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree.
Anyway, sounds like a fun weekend. Why should I
That
like myself?
was. But then, yeah, but something in the weekend got my ass. And then I was sick
Yeah.
for a week.
Rip.
And I still have a lingering cough. The
You were
gray
out,
burger.
but now you're back and you're better than ever, almost.
I'm not. I would go better than ever. I would go that far. But I'm better than I was last week. I'll go that far.
Being better than you were last week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then this weekend I also did though continue. I'll just hop on and finish my week now. I went on Saturday to Cheesecake Factory because I was feeling better. And so I went with my roommates to Cheesecake Factory and we saw Immaculate.
Was it scary?
I mean, yes and no. It was pretty reliant on like jump scares. But it was good. I did really like it. But it wasn't super scary. It was unsettling, but not super scary. But yeah, that's been me since we last recorded. Red, it's actually been a minute though since we last recorded with you, because our last episode
I know.
a month ago was with Bridget.
Yeah. It's like I've been doing nothing. I mean, like, work. Oh, my friend's bridal shower. I don't know when that was, in relation to the episode, but we had
I think the
that's
last
out of the
episode
way.
you talked about the bachelorette party.
Yeah. Okay. So we had the bridal shower, and that was a success. It was a great day, and she was so happy. And that's one thing off my list. Now,
Good,
literally,
good.
just like
Yeah.
some like last minute things, but yeah, the wedding's this month. But like about me, really been doing about nothing. Like honestly, I've just been trying to like reimburse myself, like try not to go out as much with my spending because this has been horrible. But yeah, I went to Cape May this past weekend for Easter, which was really fun. And then I've been interviewing for some jobs for September. Just not fun, but yeah. So I mean, I honestly just like adult life. That's about it. But
Real,
nothing too exciting.
real
The
adulting.
fun part is that you're going to get both job offers and then
So
you're going to
true.
have the pick of the litter. That's the fun
So true.
part.
I have a third one. This is a third interview for that same job. I had a second interview for. But yeah, that's really all I've been doing. Nothing crazy. I think this weekend my friend, I haven't, like, she's my college friend. Like, she planned this, like, I haven't seen her like in a couple months, but she's planning like a game night or whatever, like a girls' night at her apartment. So I'm gonna go to that. And then other than that, nothing. So
Very cute, very cute.
yeah. Have you guys been reading anything?
I actually just started a new book today. I finished another book yesterday just because I needed like a silly little whatever. And so I read, I don't know what it's called. I haven't put it on Goodreads yet, I realized just now, because I finished it
Boo.
like right last night and then I went to sleep right after.
Ah, boo.
Yeah, hey, well, watch it.
Me on the reads.
It was just some random, like, TikTok recommendation. I was like wanting, like a fluffy little romance of like a single dad vibe,
Yeah.
and so I read. It's called like, what's it called, Off the Beaten Path, I think.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was okay. It
It's okay.
wasn't, yeah, like.
Yeah, every book you read is always okay. You need a good hitter, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and I mean I do read good hitters, like, but it was, yeah, it was fine, it was whatever. But then I started a new book today because it's my best friend Aubrey's birthday on Sunday,
Happy
so
birthday,
on
Aubrey.
Saturday we're going, yeah, happy birthday. So for her birthday we're going to the Renaissance Fair on Saturday,
Fun.
because she's always wanted to go, and it's opening weekend.
That's okay. Is that where you have to dress up?
I mean, you don't have to, but like, yeah.
No, but that sounds fun. That's why.
Yeah, we're dressing up, yeah. Yeah, no, because like her brother, because we're going, it's her, me, her boyfriend, her brother. And when I, because I was the one who suggested it, and because I know she's always wanted to go, and I saw it was opening weekend, and I was like, oh my God, perfect. And it's in Urbandale, Jen, so it's like literally like 20 minutes from
Oh
me.
yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, amazing. And yeah, I sent it, and her brother was like, yeah, and like I've seen a lot of things online say that like you don't have to dress up, so like we don't have to feel any pressure to like walk around. And I was like, do you know this crowd that you're talking to? Like, obviously, like I know for a fact Aubrey and I were thinking about dressing up, and because of that, Aubrey's boyfriend was definitely gonna dress up. So it was like, by proxy, you gotta dress up, my guy. Like, come on, you gotta know this crowd that's going.
I'd be the one not to dress up, by the way. I'd be with him.
And you're not the one invited.
I'm just saying. Like, I'd be like, it's too much work. Like, not because I'd be embarrassed. I just think it's just too much work. I'm like, fuck.
I just
Like,
ordered a bunch of stuff on Amazon, and I ordered several things the other day. It all came, and my corset didn't fit. And I was like, I'm fat. And then I ordered
no,
more
it's because you
things
order from
yesterday.
Amazon and it's cheap. Like, that's the reason why. So,
Yeah, I know. And it's also like inaccurate sizing, but
I think that's why I hate Amazon, bro. Like,
yeah. But I didn't have time to like order from like better things, and I also don't want to spend
right.
like crazy money on this. So, like I fully plan to wear this stuff, and then if it's clean enough, return it. because the fuck am I gonna wear a corset, like a Renaissance vibe corset for again? But so I ordered a bunch of other things yesterday. So hopefully something works. But anyway, because of that though, I remembered that there's a Renaissance like rom-com that takes place at a Renaissance fair. And I was like, me thinks I need to read it now. So I found what it was, and I just started it yesterday. It's called Well Met. Right? Is that what it's called? Yeah, I remember seeing things about it. Like I feel like in like 2020, like I feel like early book talk. But yeah, I bought it on my Kindle, and I started that because I was like, oh my God, like going to the Renaissance fair, like let me read. But they work at the Renaissance fair, so like it's not
Gonna
gonna
walk
happen for
around
me.
like
Yeah, no, so but like I'm not working. But the thing that I have seen is that the Renaissance fair, because the Renaissance, the people that were like the ones that were in power were the fatties. So bitch. I will be loved.
Like back in the day, like people were always fat. Like if you were fat, it was good to be fat because you were rich. Like I'm like
Yeah.
I'd be fucking a millionaire.
No, exactly. And so like they were the one, like that was the beauty standard, was to be fat.
Love
Like
that.
so like girl, I'm gonna be getting everybody's number at the
Can't
Renaissance.
for I can't.
Somebody's gonna approach me and be like, hi, you're really, and then I'm just gonna hack up a lung in front of them. Like, and they're gonna go, well, never mind, actually. You have the plague, it sounds like, and
Yeah,
then
like
they're
hey,
gonna keep it moving.
you're literally gonna find a man at the Renaissance Fair. Ren, what are you reading, or are you reading now?
So yeah, I'm doing audiobooks because like I think I said this before, like earlier
I want to
episode.
never hear a single peep
No,
about me and my audiobooks ever again.
I'm
Well,
still
if
saying
you
it.
finish, you would know why I'm doing audiobooks. But anyway, because one, my drive to work is an hour, so it's like that's my best time to
Okay,
read.
and me too.
I'm reading an audio. I'm doing audiobook because I tried canceling Audible like forever ago, and like I canceled it, and then all of a sudden it would never actually canceled. I'm like, this is a fucking
Yeah.
like whatever. And I go to fucking look at it because I was doing this Ballad of Songbird, this book for the podcast, and I have fucking 10 credits.
Okay, that's also
I'm
me
like,
because
fuck.
I had like 7 credits and I was like, fuck, so I just bought them up.
Yeah, so I'm like annoyed. So I'm just doing this, and
And
I
you
also
ha
feel like,
use them before you cancel, because once you cancel, you
yeah,
lose them.
that's annoying as fuck. So I'm like, okay. So I wanted to do. I'm very strict with what I can do on an audiobook. I usually do a rom com, for the most part, or like a one where it's kind of like a, like not autobiography. Like I did like crying and is it Crying in Inchmore? I
It's
did.
smart, yeah.
Yeah, that one, that type of genre book, I can't think of the top of my head, but like
Memoir.
that type, yes, that type of book, I like love that audiobook as well. But anyway, so I'm like, okay.
Classics are good too. Classics are good too.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, let me do a rom-com, let me do my friends the lovers type thing. I know we talked about this in the podcast, but we're not maybe on the podcast, but like when we're talking about the podcast, like that book, You Again. It's like I love when Harry Met Sally. It's like a Harry Met
Oh,
Sally rendition.
yes.
And but people, okay, supposedly it's a fucking like Star Wars like Reylo fan fiction inspired. Like I don't see it. It's not
Also,
though.
Harry, I told you guys this, the Harry Met Sally thing, what she called it that. The author herself called it
Yeah,
that. I know she
oh,
called
that
it that.
book.
But like it is though. Like
Oh, it
it
is.
actually is. And people are agreeing with that. But the whole like Reylo thing, like I don't see it at all. Like
Okay, looking at
the
the cover though.
comfiness, it looks so
Looking at the
cute.
cover though, that motherfucker is Adam Driver. Yeah.
Yeah, like it, like he's like tall, black hair, like grumpy, but sorry. But like I but like to say that's a Raylo, like I just don't
Oh,
I don't
it's so
think it's out of
Raylo.
my
Are you
brain.
kidding? The cover, the quote on the cover is Allie Hazelwood.
Really? Oh, I didn't even notice that.
That's
But yeah, so
but
I mean,
the thing is, like, it's the same way Harry's fanfic. It's like they thought of the person when they were writing it, is the honestly
yeah,
like
but
how some of it is, honestly.
when people say that, like I'm like, it's not like they're like a nerd. Like I feel like in Love Hypothesis, like they're both nerdy. Like it kind of made sense a little tiny bit. Like I don't know. This I'm like, I don't see it, like, so whatever. But anyway, I'm enjoying like the book, but the characters are fucking annoying. But we'll see. But
Is
I
it
don't know
like Harry Met Sally, when Harry Met Sally, in the sense like they literally meet and they have like a weird whatever, and then they meet again, have a weird whatever, and then like then they become
friends.
friends, and then it goes for years?
Yeah, like it starts when they're like, I think they're 21 or 22. And like they get to, I think they're children in their 30s, but like, so they first meet and like they have like this whole encounter, like they don't like each other. Like they kind of have a weird like interest in each other, but like they don't get along and they're kind of enemies. Kind of how in Harry and Sally, where they didn't get along.
Okay, so I was
They
gonna
got
say, so it is literally like when Harry
so
Met Sally.
drastically different in the movie and in this book. They're so drastically different people, which is like, I think why she's doing them, where like one, they're both really annoying and like two extremes. And
Yeah.
then like they meet each other again and like they still don't like each other, but like they start to like warm up to each other every time they see each other. And like they get more mature, they kind of understand, become this mutual understanding, or they become friends, like kind of like the movie.
I was gonna say,
So
yeah,
that's the
that's
way
kind
it's
of
like,
how, yeah. So
yeah.
it
So
is
that's
literally like
why
the
it is like
movie.
that. So, but so yeah, I'm kind of like, we'll see, you know, we'll see. But that's what I'm trying now. I'm trying to see, trust in the process.
Okay.
But it's hard to, for me not to like when, be a critic when I already can't stand the characters. But
Yeah.
you know me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what are you reading anything, Jen, or no?
There's something wrong with me because I haven't really read a book outside of like book club or like
Yeah.
this podcast, like anything I have to read. But I want to start this book called Things We Left Behind by Lucy Squire.
Oh, I have
Oh
that.
yeah. Is it? Oh yeah, it It's
is.
loose. It is
Oh,
Lucy
the
Squire.
mailbox. No.
It's pink. Or is it the blue one?
It's purple because I read the
Oh,
first one.
purple.
The first one's blue, the second one's
Okay.
pink, and this one's purple.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of the things we leave unfinished. But anyway, okay.
Oh yeah, no, it's Things We Left Behind.
I see.
But yeah, I've been meaning to read it and I just haven't. I was supposed to buddy read it last year with my friend, and then and I never got to it. And that's what happened
Yeah.
window, so I never finished that either. So we'll see. We'll see if the slump I let's we'll see if I'll beat the slump.
Yeah, I
I
was in a
believe in
slump
you.
before this book. Like, I didn't read anything in like a month. And like, I just like, I feel like we're similar. Like, we'll like binge read like to the max, like book, book, book. And like, it's like a lull for a little bit. Like, it's nothing.
Yeah. I think I just have to reread something. And then like I'll get back.
Yeah. So actually, mine isn't necessarily rereading. I choose against something like I know I'm gonna like I need to find a book that I'm like, oh, like this seems like my type of book. Or like, I mean, if not, I hope to enjoy it. Like that's how I felt with this. But honestly, audiobooks help. Maybe you can do audiobook.
But I don't like doing audiobooks. My problem with audiobooks is I feel like it's such a cop out, which is why I do it when I'm rushing. Like
Where you don't consider
I
reading.
want to read. And also like I feel like sometimes I don't catch everything when I'm listening to it.
Yeah, also now I have to go back. It's so fucking annoying. Or I'll miss shit. I'm like, wait, what? I'll understand like what's going on.
I feel like for me to like successfully listen to an audiobook, I'd have to like read it in part, like with the actual book, so I could like
Yeah.
follow along. Because other than that, like I feel like I either doze off, or even if I'm listening at like however like fast speed, like there's stuff that I miss, or like I still like doze off after a while.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm very similar, so it's rough. But I mean, you work from home, so it's like I don't know. I feel like audiobooks go for like me and Andy because we drive to work, like and like getting ready. Like my
Yeah.
hour drive to work, like literally, is what gets me reading it. Like I rarely do it outside of that. Like if I'm getting ready in the morning, maybe. But like normally when I listen, it's always like to and from work. Like never really any other time. So I feel like you don't have that. Whereas like when would you
Right.
listen?
Just, yeah. Like I could listen during work, but like I'm paying attention to like what I'm doing. So like miss some stuff. Like I catch stuff like when I'm like, whoa, oh my God, he did that. Or like, but I miss like the little details sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I feel that. Damn. So Ruth in a little slump, I guess.
Yeah.
It's rough out here.
Out here for Jen and Ren Nation.
Anyway, what are you guys drinking?
Water because I forgot my drink.
Boo.
What are you, so you're drinking water, putting the boozy and boozy book talk this episode.
I'm drinking red wine. I forget what type of wine it is. It's just leftovers from
Red.
the. Well, I know, like, but like what, like whatever.
Yeah,
I
like
don't know.
Merlot,
But it's just
Cabernet.
red wine. Like you, it the brand's Carlo Rossi. Like my grandfather used to like always have it in the house. My mom has to be the same and always have to have it in the house. But it's just like a standard red wine, like very like middle ground, like dry but like not too dry. So it's very good.
Okay, why no? So true. I'm having a vodka Diet Coke.
Ew. I
Because
honestly feel like,
that's all I had in my house.
yeah, gross.
And it's fine. I put also lemon juice in it. So honestly, I kind of just taste Diet Coke and lemon.
Oh, okay. Love that.
Yeah. But I do like a vodka Diet Coke, just in general.
Yeah, I just feel like in
I
my
prefer
head, I always
Malibu,
just
but.
like vodka Sprite or like and then like dark
Yeah,
rock
no, it is a weird
or
a weirder combination, but yeah, that's all I had in the house. So,
we got me too.
exactly. I put the boozy and boozy book top.
Tea. So
So, guys, I'm reminiscing on my childhood, and you know, a big thing about my childhood was Hunger Games. I don't know about you guys, but.
Yeah, I would sit and watch Jennifer Lawrence and Nils Hutcherson like videos, like interview videos on YouTube, like
Real.
best moments or like
Yeah.
cute moments. Like I would just sit there for hours and watch it, like at the height of my Hunger
Same.
obsession. And I would say I read all the books, but yeah, me too. It's like so nostalgic. I need to reread all of them now, but
I did, yeah. I feel like that series was like the last one that I felt that way about, like as a
I feel that. But yeah, that speaking of our childhood and Hunger Games, oh my God, guys, what a crazy natural segue into our book this episode. Jen, tell us about our book.
drum roll, please.
We were first introduced to the world of Panem in the original Hunger Games trilogy, but now we go back in time to see the origin story of the atrocious tyrant from that series, President Coriolanus Snow. The year is unknown, but it is the 10th annual Hunger Games, one that changed the games forever, but will ultimately be erased from history. Snow is a student in the Capitol, and he and his classmates are to be assigned as mentors to tributes in the games for the first time ever. His tribute is least likely to survive, the girl from District 12, Lucy Gray Baird. Despite all odds not being in their favor, Snow and his tribute Lucy make it out of the games as victors. But do the games really end in the arena? Dun dun dun. They don't.
They're basically living real life Hunger Games, like in the and especially in this book. I mean, they are in this book, but like even like the mentors in a sense. But yeah. So, what'd you think?
I did enjoy the book. I saw the movie before. I don't regret it, but I feel like if I would have gone back in time, I would have read the book first. But yeah, I loved the movie. I loved the book. I like both of them. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I don't know. It also like it was interesting to see like how like he was before, because in the Hunger Games, obviously he's like this like cold person, but like we saw his like transformation like in the book. So I thought that was like crazy to see how like people change over time. And I think with him, it was inevitable, because I feel like the way he was thinking the whole time Like he was always a monster, but like he wasn't letting it out like all the time, just in his head. Like he always thought he was better than people. But yeah, I liked the book. It wasn't my favorite, but like I did like it.
I agree. No, I agree. Yeah, I felt the same. I read the book first. And then I read no, and then I watched the movie. And yeah, I am really glad I read the book first. I which will be a topic of conversation. I really, really enjoyed the book, surprisingly so. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much given that I knew it was about snow. I just was like,
Right.
oh, why the fuck am I going to want to read a book about snow? Like, I remember when the book was announced and everything, I only knew the title. I like didn't read anything about the book because I didn't want to know anything about the book. And I remember I literally bought this book in 2020 from Costco, like as an outing and during the pandemic. Said previously mentioned best friend Aubrey and I went to Costco. And they had it, and we both bought the book. And then I did not read it until the week the movie was coming out. Because I just was like, I don't want to read about snow. Like, I don't want to.
No, see, I also had the book for a while, and like I just didn't read it till like the movie was coming out or whatever.
Yeah, same. But like, it wasn't what I was expecting because obviously, how can it be? Because yeah, no one's gonna want to read a book from Snow's perspective because we only knew Snow as this old tyrant, and it's like, oh, what the f why would I ever want to?
To
I
be
don't need him.
fair,
I don't
yeah.
want to see him as the protagonist. But the interesting thing is that why I was pre so pleasantly surprised is he's the protagonist and the antagonist of the story,
Exactly. Yeah.
and which is the only way to do it. So really, she did what she needed to do, and she did the only thing she could have done. To have a book about snow, but yeah, I did. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie as well. I preferred the book because I think, as an adaptation, I don't think the movie did a very good job. But I do like the movie separate from the book. I just don't think it adapted it very well because I think we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But Ren, what were your first thoughts?
So I actually really liked it. I also like Andy read it first, then watched it. And honestly, it wasn't for the podcast. I wasn't gonna probably ever read it just because like not that I was interested in it, not because he was the main character. I actually kind of like seeing like why people become the way they do, because I feel like a lot of the times when we do see it, you find out like they're not totally bad people from the start. It's like soft like. Like you, I like to see the gradual like change in how they are. So it's not what that wasn't the issue for me. It was just like I feel like it came out so much later after the fact. I'm like, I was she just is like a random book to try to stay relevant or like
Yeah.
in my head, like I'm like, oh, it's gonna be shitty. Like I just didn't have any like really high expectations for it. And then like from seeing some things, people either loved it or they were like kind of like, eh, it's okay, it's mid. Like overall, like I don't know if when I've seen it, I don't know if it's been like the book and the movie or like or one or the other, but. Overall, I actually really liked it. I enjoyed myself. It's like not what I imagined, and I loved. My thing is, like, I also feel like I kind of forgot a lot what went on in the Hunger Games, like in the trilogy. So I'm kind of in a way happy about it. I kind of look at it from a different perspective. Like in my head, like I remember him being bad. I remember not hating him, but I don't really remember too much about him, which I kind of liked though, because I liked having that like kind of more of a blank slate. It's been so long. And I did not know what to expect. In my head, I'm like, oh, maybe he'll be like a person in the Hunger Games. Like maybe it wasn't always like I didn't know how it was gonna be. And like that was the first and only year that they had the mentors. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think like in some ways from what I remember, like this was like very like obviously it's only the 10th year, it's still early on. Like you see how they created the Hunger Games, like they use students and people like as assignments, thinking they might be fictional or just like over exaggerations, like turned to real life. And like, even just like the zoo part of it was just like, I was like, oh my God, like, this, like in the Hunger Games, you see like they're like basically treated as like royalty because they're for show for the week, because they're used as like, entertainment. It's like they're like these characters, but like in this movie, it's like they're like scum of the earth, they're, like literally like animals. And it was just a drastic difference I wasn't expecting. And I can't remember who said it. I think maybe it was Jen, like, and maybe this also has to do with me having more of a blank slate on like his character. My issue with the book and the movie is I feel like the book you see so much more of his like headspace, like what he's actually thinking, versus the book movie. I'm like, it's really believable to see him go from one to extreme to the other, or more neutral to the other. But in the book, I'm like, this like what he's thinking early on, like. Early on, I'm like, he's like kind of inherently, like, not inherently, but like, he's good. Like, in my head, like, he's good. Like, he, like, I don't think he wants to win because he's worried about his future. And like, that is, it was more like for him personally. But I think, like, when, like, what's his name, Sejanus, like, he had some of the same similarities, like, what he was thinking with, like, these are people, like, I'm gonna feed them. Like, I, yeah, in a sense, he wanted to feed them because he didn't want her to die.
Yes and no.
Or his,
I agree with
or his.
that. To me, the way I read it and interpreted it in the movie was like he was doing everything for his own benefit. Like, yes,
Yeah.
them, but he still saw them as like animals. He wasn't like Sejanus, where like Sejanus is like basically a martyr. Like, he kind of thinking it more like, oh, like how would this look for the people if like I'm feeding this person? Because even in his headspace, he was like, oh, these people are fucking savages. Like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. There were signs, I feel like, because it wasn't as overt, like you, I did start reading it and go, oh, like he's not as bad as I expected him to be, but there were definitely still the signs of like the sociopath in there.
He
Like
was
he
selfish, in my opinion. He
always selfish, yes. Everything was always, how am I gonna get that plinth prize? How am I
Yeah.
gonna get the plinth prize? How am I get, or I think the plinth prize in the book comes later. Like the way that aspect too was different in the book versus the movie. But it was how am I gonna get the scholarship? How am I gonna get the scholarship? How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that? How am I, it was all self-driven.
The way he saw them, like their district, he's capital. And even, it was, even if he lived in the capital, he was always district. Like, that's why he never wanted to be associated with him. He was like kind of disgusted. Like,
I was
he
gonna
was
say, yeah, and
him.
the
And
way
he
he treats
was, I guess,
Sejanus too, yeah, really showed it.
I'm his friend, but like, I'm not really his friend. Like, if only they knew he had no friends. Like,
Yeah.
well, what I was trying to say is like he I'm never claiming he was like Sergius, like but I feel like he had like tiny aspects of like where he in my perception of it, like he kind of totally wasn't one way or the other. But like you would see, like, yeah, like he wanted, I in my head, like I read it as like, yeah, he wanted to feed her because he didn't want her to die so he can still get the prize. But he was like actually starving. Like in my like I feel like there was a hint of like
You
both.
saw a touch of the human in there.
I do see, because I do think, yeah, there are some moments where he kind of questioned himself. He was like,
There were times, yeah, for sure.
at the end of the day, like his other mentality won, like,
Yes.
but
And I
I
also like seeing his parents, like his, I mean, and both, like when they him and Lucy had like a kind of a debate like later on in the book, like both her parents are dead. Like, and his, before the end of the book, he did not know like his dad was really like the one who created the Hunger Games, like, or came up with the idea. Like, so his dad, and his dad,
Stole the
like,
idea,
he, I don't know, like, you view your parents when you're younger as like these like great people. Like, it's him, like, his dad worked for the Capitol and during the war, like, whatever, but it was still his dad. Like, I don't want to say like I'm totally like, he's totally like crazy for like having that like them and us, because of the fact of the war and his parents died and he was so young. Like, I don't e even like Tigress was older than him, she remembers more. So I don't, but I think like that's also a battle with him. Like, that's his family, his parents are dead, he's an orphan, he barely can afford to eat anything. Like, he thinks of it in that sense. Like, and not that like he's necessarily right, but I just feel like there was more of like
like
an
an
early
internal
on.
preservation, like survival instinct almost in him.
And like, I don't know if we can, like, just because of the nature of like what was going on, like I can truly fault him for it. Like, not that he was right in like the way he was thinking. I feel like there was a presence of goodness in him, and like I but it ever when it went on, it would like add more and add more and add more, and you would see like he is who he like who he is, like his family, he always like snows on top. Like, I hate it when he said that, like, that was always lingering. Every time he did something that I thought was good, that would become in the background. Or like when he starts to like Lucy, it's always my girl, like the possessiveness of it. Like it was always sprinkled in, and it would be like, well, there was ulterior motive. But I felt like in the book, you were able to see more of his like good traits, like where he wasn't totally like one way versus the movie, I couldn't see it.
We have like the same opinion in terms of the way things are depicted, book versus movie, where there was no, you get so much more from the book and it's not interpreted in the movie. But I feel the opposite way about it, whereas I felt in the book it portrayed him as better, like because of the lack of the inner monologue. You saw it, he felt better than I read him as.
I don't know. I didn't hate his character. I thought I was gonna he was gonna come in like all hot like and be like totally wrong the whole time. But I wasn't like, I was shocked to see like these like redeeming qualities of him. And like I feel like I do think he had feelings for Lucy Gray, but not and like sort of he probably thought she was attractive, but it was more like she is my girl. She is my person, like my tribute. Like she's gonna. Like I don't know if he I hated that he acted like in his internal monologue like he was in the Hunger Games with her, like fuck off, you were not like. But it came in more possessive, and it's like I wasn't like kind of expecting. Like I was trying to think like, okay, do you think he really likes her? Like is he just keeping her survive? Like I couldn't pick up on it. I don't know if it was just like he wanted to just put himself first. That the fact that like, oh, if she survives, I do this, or if he genuinely had feelings for her, or if it's just like you're in that environment all day, every day with like being a mentor that like you have become as create this weird infatuation. But like it really, really was troubling to me just hearing him like the way he felt about her. But I'm like then I started feeling like okay, like is that making him like realize like. That this system is kind of fucked up because he's seeing like how she is and like she's a kind person and she's like a I don't know and she's and her character in the movie and the book is so different. I feel like I didn't really like she was so sweet and like she seemed like more like innocent in the book from when I read it like and like she had a stern side to her but she wasn't totally like she kind of felt a little naive but in the movie she seemed like more like I liked her character, which was portrayed more in the movie.
Interesting. Yeah, see,
But
I didn't
I
see
just.
that. Yeah, Jen's shaking her head, and I didn't feel that way either.
Because I could be because the audiobook person was like reading it like in a high-pitched voice, but like I don't know. I just
Yeah.
think she's more like kiddish in the book. He was able to like manipulate her, kind of.
He still manipulated her in the movie too. Like she. He definitely still manipulated her. Because I do, that's the thing. I had the same like debate of like, do I think they have feelings? Or do I think he has feelings for her? Do I think any of this is real? What's real, what's not? Where's the real, where's the fake? I do think there were real feelings there, but I also think there was a lot of self-driven feelings. And like we were talking like his possessiveness, like he had nothing. His only possession that he ever had was Lucy Gray. So he was that was his possession, and it went too far. But yeah, I do think there was genuine interest and occasional genuine care, but then there was also the it either way, it wasn't ever healthy, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I disagree with Ren. I don't think she felt naive to me in the book. I feel like she was very free-willed in the book and in the movie. And then when it came to him, I do think, well, on both sides, I do think there were genuine feelings, but I think with him, it's just he didn't really know how to navigate that. Because he like the way he was raised, you mentioned like very capital, very like cold in a sense. I just don't think he knew how to navigate that. So it became more like obsessive and like territorial in a sense, like my property type of thing. Because though from what I interpreted in the movie as a whole was like he liked her, but not enough to like let go of his like ways.
I agree. That's how I felt about in the movie
How
too.
I felt about the movie. But then when I read the book, I do see where Annie's coming from, like with the inner, excuse me, like the inner dialogue where like we see the way he actually thinks. Cause like either way, whether he liked her or not, which I do think he did, he always tried to prove himself that like she was good enough for him, because he would always make comments like, I have to show them that like she's not district, she's like above district, like she's
Yeah.
like us, she's capital. Like he always tried to like justify liking her because at the end of the day, like he always saw her as district.
He
Like
had
no,
to make her,
yeah,
he had to
like
make others see her as other.
exactly. Like, oh, she's not like them. Like even when she won, like, oh, like can't they see like she's not like the rest of the district people, like she's like us, like we should, she should be capital. But
Like
yeah.
capitalizing off of her singing and her clothing and everything different about her. And I mean, obviously, like you would have to do that anyway. Like Haymitch pushes Katniss and Peeta
Right.
to have their other, like their differences shown. But like he really is like, no, show, like you don't wear, you're not dressed the same. You don't mind. You're completely different than your district. You don't belong there.
And I actually think like she kind of influenced a lot of that, because if you see how like Lucy was dressed, and then in comparison to like how the capital people back then were dressed, they didn't
Oh,
have
yeah.
a lot of color, you know? And like now, like in the future where like Katniss and Peeta, like you see like the capital like very like extravagant, like very like out there, like their fashion is so out there. So I feel like Lucy kind of started that trend in that sense, like just giving them like a little sprinkle sprinkle.
I was gonna say when we were saying something earlier, it was interesting because to me, I didn't only see this book as an origin story of him, even though it's the 10th Hunger Games, it felt like an origin story of the Hunger Games and
Well,
Pan
because this
Am, because it's what builds.
formed the games as a whole,
Exactly, because this is the games that changed everything.
right? Like especially like for example, like when he was feeding them, like right here in this book, like in the future, like these tributes, like they have like a feast of food before they go.
Yeah, and they do like the act where like her singing was like the act, and even like just
Right.
like setting stuff in and like, yeah,
Yeah,
he really
the what's one of
created
the
what it was when his dad
sponsors?
created. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, his dad created the Hunger Games by like his paper, or his friend did, but like he had handed it in. His friend mostly did it, or I've heard his name in the book. But I like seeing like the parallel, like his dad kind of set in motion the creation of what it was. Now he created like the long, like successful
And
aspect.
I just think it's crazy how like he kind of wrote that off as a joke. Like that was never meant to be a thing.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games?
Right. Yeah, like
Yeah, he drunkenly came up with the idea.
yeah. Like on TV, what if we did this? Like who would really Yeah.
do that? And then he was
Yeah.
like, it actually happens.
And then you give it to the hands of Viola Davis, and
Exactly.
boom, bang, bing, suddenly it's a real thing. And it is, yeah, because it is interesting because it really, we do see the games go from like a genuine act of like torture. I mean,
Right.
it still stays torture, obviously,
Yeah.
but it's like just, it really is just like
They're
nothing
animals.
but torture. Yeah, exactly. To then it becomes the spectacle
Right.
because of all of the differences that it become, even though it is still gladiator-esque, it becomes like a true gladiator show.
Right. I feel like before it was more like survival of the fittest type of thing. Not that it's not that later on, it's always that because we're all still fighting for their lives, but I feel like it's more for like the viewers now.
Yes.
Yeah, even looking at like the arena itself, like
Yeah.
looking at what it is and the Hunger Games movies versus this, like yeah.
And like that was always the arena. Like they use that same
Right.
arena for every year up to that one.
And like it's crazy how like now in like the future, I say now like it's happening now, but like we're like Katniss
It
and like
is.
this era, like whenever like things would get like silent, the game makers would kind of make things happen for them to like
Yeah.
do something.
Yes.
They would just
And
fall
then we
asleep at a
also,
certain.
well, we can assume that that happens for the first time in this one as well when she dumps the snakes in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that's the That's the first time also she's working on her mutants. She's building the mutants. We then see what the mutants become as they become these dogs that turn into the faces of the dead victors. Like, they become this extremely different thing, whereas they're just these hyper venomous snakes at the beginning. But that, like, we see the first time the game intervention, because before it's dump them, battle it out. It was just so fascinating seeing the development of the games then to now. Again, not
Yeah.
now, but to the 75th or the 74th Hunger Games.
Right, because it's something.
Seeing like the how it became and where each aspect came from, because you really do get explanation for so much.
Yeah, we're treated like royalty now, but we know why now.
Yeah. And what was interesting too is it sometimes with like prequels where they do stuff like that, it does feel, or it can feel, disingenuous. It can feel like they're wanting to throw every reference at the wall just to make get see if something will stick.
You'd be
Like,
like, wow, like, oh my
yeah.
God, full circle.
But like everything in this did nothing felt a referential for referential sake.
Right. It almost feels like she probably could have written this before the other books, because it flows
Yeah.
so well.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree.
Even just like, I mean, I'm sure I know it's like this, like in the regular Hunger Games too, but like in this book, it's very much like, we have to remind them like what happened like 10 years ago with the war. Like, this is literally, this is their punishment. Versus like when you go to the Hunger Games, it's like, yes, that's why it's created, but like this is like basically like an Olympics. Like, it's just an every year thing, like
Right.
all the sports every year. It's like a game show. Like, it's just like the Super Bowl. Like, that's essentially what it is. And it's like, yeah, like
It
that was
is.
created for this like vile reason, but then like it's like there's a loss, like, because it's so glamorous now that like, and oh, and also another thing, he created the fucking Victor's Village or whatever it's called. I was
Yes.
just like, oh, even that too, I was like, oh my God, like, just it's everything. Like, he really, like, it makes sense of what it was. I didn't think like that the actual Hunger Games wouldn't be such a minor part. Like, it was only like a part of it, and
Oh,
I
it
liked
was
it.
interesting that it was it only one of three sections.
Right. But like, that wasn't like the name of the book.
No,
Like,
but still,
I get what you're saying, yeah.
you go into it thinking you're getting a Hunger Games book. I felt the same. And then I was like, oh shit, we're barely like the Hunger Games ended, and I was like, oh, we just started part three. And
Yeah.
part three is longer than part two.
Right.
My goddamn.
Yeah. And I was nodding off a little bit, but the whole like even thing with Sir Janus, like in the book, it was nice to know like what led up to it, how he was like prepping, like, and like learning how to record and all that kind of stuff. And he hated this things, but he used it. He hated this idea of it, like, hated it because he knew it was a threat. And then he uses it against his friend. But I just feel like the way, like, I don't know, it was a thing that wasn't done from what I remember. I was also nodding off a little bit when I was like, what, first day I watched the movie. But I'm like, I just feel like you didn't get a full. Like, you knew he betrayed Sir Janus, but it wasn't, from what I remember, like a full, like,
He just
I
does
don't know.
it. And
Yeah.
if you're not actively paying attention, it's like, wait, what just happened? It was a good movie, not a good adaptation, and I'll die on that hill.
It was
Do you
a good.
think
you might feel differently, Jen, if you happen to read the book first?
No.
Hmm.
Because, for example, like, I actually, like, when Twilight first came out, like the movie, I was actually upset because a lot of things were different in the book compared to the movie. But at the end of the day, I ended up like liking it later on. Like, I didn't mind the differences. Like, I understand that Hollywood needs to change like things and for to make the movie better, I guess. But yeah, I don't really mind changes. Like, even Harry Potter, like, Harry Potter's could go on for so long. Like, you need to cut stuff off.
Yeah, my issue is like, I don't care about the changes. Like, yeah, it's hard to show like the inner turmoil and dialogue like in a movie like that.
Unless it's like a limited series type of thing, like, you can't expect like
Yeah.
everything.
The thing
Like, I
is,
feel
like,
like we could have, like, a little bit more was needed, like a tiny bit more, like, context with stuff. Like, I just feel like they take out like important things. Maybe
like I said, like I asked you that question because I feel like sometimes depending on what it is, like if I like to read the book first, I'll look for things in the movie. When it's not there, I'm like kind of like bummed. Versus when I read the plus movie first, like I don't know what I'm looking for, so I just like then I'm just like pleasantly surprised in the book. But I so it's like not as much of a disappointment for me. But yeah, I was just curious if like you think you would feel differently. But like I do think like some things me and Andy are talking about, like on a grand scheme, are really minor, but to me they just meant a lot that I feel like are helpful to like to appreciate the story more. I felt like more betrayal with like the whole Sir Janus thing when I was reading the book, because they did hang out a lot more in the book. Like he even like you would see him bring him with to like go to see Lucy Gray. Like he knew about that whole like their romance. So I feel like while like he didn't truly care for him the same way, and he was using him and this and that. Like I feel like friendship is more believable in the book. That I'm like, oh, I think he's starting to feel that way. And I think he was to an extent, but underlying, like it wasn't the same. And he always will view him as not truly one of them. But I feel like it was more believable in the book. Like you have to see them actually hang out a lot versus like I think there was some friendship level there. Versus in the movie, I feel like they didn't really hang out that much. He felt like more of an acquaintance.
I think it was the same. Like,
I do actually agree. I think we did see their friendship decently well in the movie.
I feel like you could tell that it was like more like of an alliance, at least between the movie than the book. Because in the book, you were like, whether they were friends on the outside, he would always talk shit. I have like tabs for that, because every time he'd like say something out of pocket, I would just like laugh. Like, I feel like in the book they kind of like also talked more about how like for example, like the mentors, like some of them kind of like had change of thought on the Hunger Games. Like they kind of regretted what they were doing. They felt guilty about it. Like Jessup's mentor, I forgot her name. But
I also can't remember her name, but yes, you really saw it with her.
like she felt guilty and bad for them. Like they wanted to stop the Hunger Games, and like in the movie you kind of didn't really see that. Like it was just like whatever to them.
No, they kind of cut every other mentor is like severely reduced in character.
Except Sejanus, but like yeah,
Except Sejanus, yeah, but like you barely even because I mean the games are so sh are still short in the book. But like they're, it feels like 5 minutes in the movie.
oh right,
Yeah.
yeah. I know Jessup's mentor. Like she kind of sacrifices Jessup, knowing that there was no more hope for him because she wanted
Yes.
Lucy Gray to win. But like she didn't even want to do this anymore. Like she didn't, like she was just doing it because like that's their job. But like I feel like they don't
Yeah.
show like the heart of that in the movie, because
Yes.
in the movie they were all cold. They were all like just trying to win the prize, like which
Yeah.
they all were in the book too, but like I feel like in the book you kind of get to see a little bit more of like their hearts, like their
Their
remorse.
humanity,
Yeah.
yeah. I
See, I
agree.
don't, this is the struggle with me doing the audiobook, because like I don't see why you would say that. Like I feel like I might have missed some like small like lines that I would have, got from reading, actually reading it. Because I felt like the one who, and like I know you're reading, you're getting his thoughts. Like, I feel like when he started, Corio started giving like Lucy food, like it kind of influenced them, and like his actions influenced them. But and
Well,
I
it
don't,
did. It did for sure. But then you also do see as the games went on, like they did kind of like the Zestrada, like she felt like when Jessup died, she was genuinely sad.
yeah,
And
well,
then
yeah.
like even the one guy who his tribute was the one on the pole. I can't think of her name. Like there was obviously a lot of times where he was like very like asshole-ish because he's like, she's in the win, like she's taking that W, like yeah, I'm winning, y'all are losing. But then there were even times where he like, when it came down to it, when he realized like she was gonna die, he was like, oh fuck.
See, I just look at it as like, oh, they're sad because that means they're out of the games. But like I said, like this is my struggle with like doing audiobooks. Because like I feel like you pick up more on more thing.
I hated that we didn't see Clementine again.
Yeah, like the whole thing
In
with
the
the
movie.
hospital, like it was so important. Like she was really feeling betrayed, and she's like really kind of like she's like with like this professor girl. Like she knows like they're not, she's not a good like person. Like she just felt like betrayed by him, and like he was
Right, he was evil for
nothing
that.
more.
Yeah.
What?
And like I wanted to see what she looked like.
Yeah. I know
He
they
talks about her being all jacked up and like she's like half
Yeah, like the
snake. I was
scales.
like, I want to fucking see this.
Yeah.
See, they were too lazy to get the makeup and CGI ready. They said,
Right.
nah.
They said Violet all our budget. Just kidding.
Right. I did love
Violet did
she was
take all the
so
budget.
good. She was really good for that in
She
that
was
character.
really good.
She's a good actress. Yeah.
No, she is. Like, one thing about her, she's gonna eat.
Exactly.
I will say this like sounds kind of sick, but like I mentioned this like in our text before too. Like something about the scene when they're like at in the they're in the zoo still, and like about the mentors like with Arachne, like something about that scene I loved. It really like it shifted something for me. Like that's what made me kind of like get pulled in. Like I'm like, oh, okay. Like it wasn't, I don't know, like just the like I wasn't expecting like that. Like them to he was she was she literally got murdered for like being a she I mean she was literally taunting them like people who are starving to death, but like that like part in the book like really made me like draw me like I was interested, but like it really drew me in to like keep me going with the book, but cause I wasn't expecting like that to happen, but I love that scene in the book and in the movie. Like, I wish it was more like, and actually kind of, it was very quick, but I was like, they better not, in my head I was like, they better not cut this out in the fucking movie. I'll be so pissed.
I
Because
feel
I
like
really, to me, it flipped so much something in me about it.
it felt quick in the book to me.
It felt quick in the book to me too, but definitely quicker in the movie for sure.
Yeah,
But
that's given. Like,
that's how they always gonna do that.
yeah. Also, what did I thought it was so interesting, just like the random, because even this, like I said earlier, like it didn't feel like reference for reference sake. Like the names, like we saw other ancestors, like you mentioned Arachne, she's Arachne Crane, she's probably like a great aunt of Seneca
Seneca.
Crane, or there's a Heavensbee,
Right.
which that one was really interesting because then we know who his son or nephew grew up into Plutarch Heavensbee, aka Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right. Yeah. The way they all just ended up doing that as a
Yeah,
job.
like that's the lineage right there is the Flickermans.
Damn, all right.
Yeah, I wish I would have read The Hunger Games again because I'm like people empty space in my brain. Like I'm
Flickerman,
like
Caesar Flickerman, he,
the
the
guy
news
who does like
guy.
the oh yeah. Okay.
But also you could kind of see it in the movie too. Like that
Yes.
was good casting,
That was.
especially on that one.
That was. And he ate. Jason Schwartzman ate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every time he was on screen, I was dying laughing. He stole the show.
Yeah, I like
Dang.
those were like fun little Easter eggs. Oh, you're connected to that person. Yeah.
And it made sense because, like, of course, these are people are going to be generationally in power.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
speaking of connections, like have you like heard the theories that like the was it the Covey? Is that what they're called? The
Yeah.
like Mod Ivory was like maybe a descendant. I mean, wait.
An
Katniss is
ancestor of,
descendant of like Mod Ivory or something like that.
yeah, people say that she is maybe her grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw people say even like stuff with like tying in like Lucy and Katniss, like for, like obviously because they're from 12 and all that kind of stuff, but like there's people are like putting like scenes from the Hunger Games movie into like with clips from like this one, but like why like Coriolanus hates her so much. And I mentioned something which makes me want to rewatch the book or rewatch the movies. There's like a scene I guess like where there's just like the Mockingjay is making a noise and he's like he has a look shocked and they're like, oh, is that Lucy Gray? And I don't really understand the context of it, so I need to like go and like watch
Yeah,
again.
I do think some people like y'all doing too much, but I do kind of buy into the Mod Ivory. I do think people are being it's too convenient for Lucy Gray to survive and then somehow have been her grandmother.
Like,
Like,
I don't think she's connected to Lucy Gray at all. I think she managed to like escape the districts and like just live her life like later on. I like to
yeah.
think she survived all that, but I don't think she's like connected to anyone on 12.
No, I agree. But I do like because like Mod Ivory is like the thing with her was her memory. Like you say a song once, she's never gonna forget it. And
Yeah.
then it's known, like Katniss says she learned the hanging tree from her dad. So it would make sense that then
He learned
he
from his
learned the
mom or
song
whatever.
from his mom.
Right, like it was something that was passed down. Yeah.
Right,
Yeah.
because she heard it, she's never gonna forget it. So
See.
it like I do believe that theory, but there are also there are so many crazy theories because also there's ones like Lucy Gray became President Coin. Now,
What? Yeah,
now.
I hate that theory. That's not, I don't know.
Can we talk, the whole thing where he finds the guns and he gets in his head? I need to know, like, how the hell she found out about it. Like, she, I think, or did someone tell her, or did she just figure it out?
That's not something we concretely know. Like, it's just,
I
like, we
know.
just,
I want to
that's just
know.
up to interpretation, yeah.
yeah. Like, girl, they were having a conversation and he was like, I killed three people. Like, first of all, red flag, like, three people.
Yeah.
I mean, one, two, and who was the third one? And he, his dumbass was like, myself.
Like, wrote, I was
Oh,
actually thinking,
sorry.
like, just
Choreo
himself.
can't come to the phone right now. Oh, why?
Like, he fumbled that
Oh,
so bad. Like,
because he's dead. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you
but like, I think that's when she was kind of like,
I
Yeah, like
agree. I'm just, I wouldn't,
also,
like, I know we're not gonna know.
like he meant the concept, the context of that was so obvious that he really killed people. So why would he say himself? Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
It was just context for me. I think after that, yeah. And then like when he, and then I feel that when he heard the
And
like,
also, she's just all, sorry, she's just also on edge, just in general at that point.
yeah.
So, like, if I hear somebody I'm walking with, I'm already on edge, and I hear somebody, something sus, I'm gonna get what maybe in a normal mood where I would have been like, that was weird. I'm gonna be like, that was really fucking weird.
Right. And then
Yeah.
also like when she went to go leave, I do think she was gonna come back.
Me
But
too. I was gonna ask you guys if you guys thought she was gonna
he
come
got
back. Okay, go
paranoid
ahead.
and then he started like going cuckoo and was like, Lucy, are you here?
Got scared.
And then she probably was like, why is he acting like this? Like, let me get out of here. I don't feel safe. Like, like I think that's what happened.
Interesting.
No, I was
See, I
thinking.
don't know if I think she was going to come back. Sorry, continue.
I do think she was gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think, but then she probably like heard that. I was like, you know what? Nah, bye.
No, I really think she
I
kind of.
don't think she was gonna like, I think she was still giving him like that benefit of the doubt. But I do think she was sus of him like before that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I probably also was like, how, like, who else would turn him in? Like, everyone who would have is already dead. I think she probably was like, who did it? I don't really know. But I think she, like, thought, she thought at the end of the day, I think she was like, he, I could trust him. But I think, like, once he said that, she kind of got suspicious. But I do agree with Jen. Like, I think she kind of, like, was like, oh, I'll believe you. But then I couldn't figure out, like, she, I feel like in my head, like she was gonna come back, but when she heard him freaking out, like, did she actually plant the snake, or did she plant it after like she heard him going crazy, or was that just a coincidence? And he once again was using that as like get more and more paranoid. Like, I just like would love to know, like, because we'll never know, and that's the point. But like, I am just like, I would love to know, like, did she know? Did she have a clue? Did she hear something? Like, I want to know all how it all plays out. But,
Like, I think he was just being paranoid.
I never thought that deeply into it on this particular thing. Because my biggest thing that I was like asking people of like, do you think at the end was, do you think she lived or died? Because I think she died.
Same, yeah. I think the biggest question was, did she live or die? I'd like to think that she lived. I'd like to
You mean
think
like.
it to the other side, but like that's just me being hopeful because more realistically, she probably didn't.
Yeah.
Know what's out there to expect in the first place.
That's what, like, even like I don't necessarily believe like he maybe like because that's also the thing is like with the shot when he sees her and he shoots at her and like she like trips and falls, was that real? We don't know, because then he gets there and there's no footsteps, so like that's also the thing, like, so I don't necessarily believe like he shot her and she died like running away
Their
like
body would
that.
have been recovered. Like, yeah, like we would have
Yeah,
found
but
out.
I
Like, that's like, we don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, I think, but just, I don't think she would have survived on her own out in the woods like that. Also, what's interesting to note, just to put things in time scale, this was something I found out after, Mags won the 11 Hunger Games.
I want to see her game, and if she even knows Lucy Bear, or Lucy Gray, because right after.
Right, that's the thing, because, like, yes, it's erased from history, however, it was still aired, like, people aren't, their minds weren't wiped, she's still living in the brains of some people.
Yeah. That's another thing that I thought was crazy. I wasn't expecting it. The fact that, like, there's, she just got rid of it. Like, she was just considered it a failure. Like, the mentors were a failure. She got, it's no longer, like, anywhere recorded in history. So no one's going to know about it unless you tell them. But they cannot believe you because there was no documentation of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, that's, I agree. Yeah. Like, did Mags know about Lucy? She had to have.
Yeah, too. But, like, with that memory, I don't know. Just kidding.
Well, yeah, by the time she's in Catching Fire, like, obviously she's not gonna, nothing's up there.
Yeah, I feel like people probably, like, remember of her, but not her specifically.
I agree, yeah. Overall, would we recommend, what would we rate it? How do we feel?
Well, I wouldn't recommend it to a person who didn't watch The Hunger Games, because, like, unless they were going to, like, go long-term, because I feel like it's not, I don't, from what I remember, this is good, but it's good. It's good because I appreciate you're appreciating what you get afterwards. It's like, any background history of it, it probably wouldn't be, like, as great. But if you're a Hawkins person or you want to read it afterwards, I loved it. I think it was fun. It was better than I thought it was going to be, and I would recommend. And for my rating, I gave it a 4.
I would also recommend the whole Hunger Games series. But I would recommend to read the series before the prequel, just so later on you catch like oh my god, the parallels. Like, it's more like mind blowing in my opinion if you read the prequel after.
Same.
But yeah, I also gave it a 4, but I did enjoy it, and I did reread the series before reading the book.
So Jen, wait, I know you mentioned you really enjoyed the movie, which I did too. I didn't say I didn't, but, like, which one do you like more? Do you like the movie better, or?
Oh, no, I don't have a preference on this one, I feel.
They're both even?
Yeah, I think they're pretty even. I think I do have to say that, like, the movie actually helped me, like, visualize how things happen in the book. Like, now that I know how it happened, like, I have like an image of, like, what the arena looks like.
That helped me a lot.
Like, I don't have to imagine it. Like, I know what it looks like, type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I while you guys were talking, I was like, honestly, thing is, I don't, like, at this point, I assume everybody that I know has read Hunger Games or seen the movies.
Yeah.
So it's hard to think, like, would I recommend it? Because it's just like, it's such a pop culture thing. It's like, would I recommend Harry Potter? Like, no, because I would just assume everyone's read it or seen it. But, yeah, if I knew somebody who did not know Hunger Games, I would be like, oh yeah, read the books, the fuck. And then if they're like, oh, well, what about the sequel? I'd go, yeah, or prequel. I'd go, yeah, read the prequel too. Like, read the whole thing. So, it's weird, like,
my brother doesn't at all. He has no interest. What? Him and his girlfriend, I think, is going to be dumb. Like, I never got into it when I was a kid. And I'm like,
never, like, saw the movies even?
No. I don't know what my brother does. Like, I don't think they're going to be that. Like, I don't know if he's, like, saw a movie or whatever. Like, he just read about it. He's like, I'm just don't have an interest. Like, I don't think it's going to be that good. It seems shitty. And I'm like, and him and his girlfriend think the same. And I'm like, you guys, like, trust me, like, this was my life when I was a kid. It's so good. And, like, you need to just try to, like, I didn't know people, like, actually felt that way about it, but, like, I've been trying to recommend it to them, like, in 2024, so we'll see if they ever give in, but, yeah, wow. There's only two people I know.
See, in that way, I recommend it to them, but, and then rating, I just checked, I apparently gave it a 5, I do think that was proximity, I do think that was, like, I just finished it, and, like, I was reborn into my Hunger Games hyperfixation. Yeah. And so I was like, 5, best thing ever. Like, oh my god. Cause, like, I don't know, but I also did really love the book. So I don't know if I would
give it a 4. I kind of love, like, an initial reaction rating.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah. And I, right after, I 5 out of 5.
Respect.
I, And I like half stand on that, half and like I don't know if that's proximity or not, but I mean either way, like 4.5 to 5, I'd say probably. But okay, so now that we've discussed the book and have obviously proved ourselves as big fans of the Hunger Games series, we decided to do a quiz. So we're gonna do the Hunger Games quiz from BuzzFeed entitled Long Title, Buckle Up. I'm fully back in my Hunger Games era, so let's see which character from the new film is your 100% personality match. It's linked below, so if you want to take the quiz along with us, come along for the ride and see who you are.
So I can read the first question.
Yeah.
What was your favorite character from the original series? And the options are Katniss Everdeen, Plutarch Heavensby, Peeta Mellark, and Effie Trinket.
There's two more.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, buddies. There's also Haymitch, Abernathy, and Cinna. I'm gonna go with Peeta. Peeta is my fave. I love Katniss, but like Peeta.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of torn between the two. Like, I
I'm
just
going
love
Effie.
him. It's me. I think I'm gonna go Katniss.
That I feel like, yeah, you would choose Effie.
Especially if we're thinking, like, if we're getting to who we are, like,
I'm just going with what my heart feels at the moment.
no, I know, but I identify with Effie. If Finnick were on here, it'd be Finnick, but.
Okay, well, yeah, bye, yeah. All right, so who wants to read the next question?
Which is your first pick from the cornucopia? A machete, food, bow and arrow, trident, backpack, or nothing? Better odds if I run. I'm first going. I don't know. Like, if I'm good with my bow and arrow, like Katniss, then maybe with that. But I'm like leaning towards like a machete, or just like bet nothing. Better odds if I run. So I feel like once you start taking things, it's people start fighting right away. And like you've seen it in both films where like first deaths happen, like when you're trying to get stuff, and like both Lucy and Katniss like ran, I'm pretty sure. So like I'm gonna just run.
I think I'm gonna get the backpack and just try to hide the whole way out. Like, I'm pretty sure the backpack has essentials.
Yeah.
That's true. Cause like I don't know how like good I'd be with a bow and arrow or a trident or a machete.
How do
So
you get close to them to kill them? Like,
like I don't
yeah.
know that I'd fight first. I think I'd fight to defend myself.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't be killing people right away. I'd literally run away, and then if I had to, like, and I'm the last person, like, yeah, I would. They're coming for me first.
Yeah, so I'm choosing.
Yeah.
What are you guys? What are
You're
you?
choosing what backpack?
Yeah. I'm
I'm
running.
running. I'm running.
Yeah.
I don't, because I agree. Like, I would like to think I can get, cause, I mean, I'm not even going for any of the weapons. Like, I know. And like the backpack, I would like to think that I could get to the backpack and then run away. However, I believe I would have stronger chances of simply booking it first. So I'm booking it first.
Plus, I'm like a slow runner, so I need a head start. So,
Right. If we're getting so serious, if I'm in the Hunger Games, I'm jumping before the countdown.
no, I try to
I'm
like,
not trying to survive in this.
I would try
no,
to.
like, I would honestly, I don't know. I'm either one way or the other. Like, I'm either like I'm fucking fighting these people. Like, they're not gonna kill me. I'll kill them first, probably. Or I'm very much like, oh my God, they're coming to kill me. Like, I'm just gonna die. I'm gonna die anyway. Like, this is my fate. I just need to like, I'm fine with it. Like, I like came to the conclusion. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm either one way or the other. Like, I'm very drastic.
I
Like,
feel
there's no
like
middle ground for me.
it out. Like, if they catch me, like, I'm not gonna try to fight them. Like, okay, it's over for me. But like,
Yeah, exactly.
but yeah, I'm gonna like try to hide. And then like
Nah, I'm not
I
trying.
can never kill someone. Like, I don't the thought, like even defending myself, like I don't think it, I don't know. Like, I would like to think I can defend myself.
Which would be your tactic in the Hunger Games arena?
Let's talk about this.
What a good way to get into. Okay, the options are form alliances with powerful players, try to unite the tributes against the capital, hide and let the other tributes take each other out, ally with the weak and become the underdog, excuse me, and become the underdog, create ingenious and frightening traps, or make strategic and calculated decisions, or seventh option, kill yourself. And that's what Andy's picking. I'm writing it in.
Real. I think,
I think we
okay.
all know what we're gonna do.
I appreciate and like all the tributes who did everything they could, but I'm too lazy to do all that. Like, I'm either going to hide and let everybody take each other out or make strategic and calculated decisions, which to me is the same thing, but I'm going to choose hide and let other people take each other out because that's what I originally said.
I'm picking
the that one up. Other thing, like, I would, I'm obviously, like we said before, I'm gonna hide and let them take each other out, and then like when I have to go, it's like two people left, I'll like, if they don't come for me, I'll kill them, maybe. or just let myself London, yes. Dive.
See, sorry, that's another thing, like I wouldn't want to get far to, enough to like where it's me and one other person and then lose, like the thought of that would make me want to kill myself even more, so that's why like I'm not even gonna let myself get that far, like I can't, like I'm taking myself out the second I can.
Crazy.
If I'm just afraid of dying. Like,
if I really get that far, I'm gonna be like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, fine, I'll try.
But I yeah, like you get that far, you gotta keep on going.
I only kill them and like give them here, eat some like some of this like Nightlock, and I'll pretend it's like blueberries, and they'll be like, okay, they kill themselves.
I would love to do the trap option too, but I'm not smart enough. I'm like I'm not smart enough to think of that kind of stuff.
That's why I said hide. I'm hiding.
I'm hiding. We're not violent people. We're not going to be killing people. We're going to literally just also, hide and hope the best.
Yeah, even if I make strategic and calculated decisions, what if what I make is wrong? What if I make the wrong strategic decision? What if my judgment is wrong?
Yeah. Hide. The fact that the people would actually make alliances with people and try to unite the tributes, like, you have to be close to them for that. I don't trust them not to kill me. Like, yeah, you have to be close to them, talk to them. Like, unless it's like a PETA kind of situation, I'm trusting no one else. Like, sorry.
But even same. Then, like, they didn't know if they could trust each other. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, Candace was like untrust. Like, she didn't trust PETA the whole time. Next question: What skills would you teach your tribute to win the games? Strategy and Hunger Games history. Charm and kindness, trust and loyalty, innovation and confidence, persuasion and manipulation, patience and resourcefulness. Honestly, I would say persuasion and manipulation, because why would you trust people? Why would you tell your tribute to trust everybody?
Yeah, and kindness, they're gonna fucking kill you. Like, what?
And who cares about, like, actually, no. Maybe strategy and Hunger Games history too.
That's what I'm doing. Pick. Strategy and Hunger Games history. Because I'm thinking
for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm thinking Survivor, like the show.
Yeah.
And like, I think the best players and the ones who win most often are the ones who are well versed in Survivor history and who have a strategy. The ones who are the manipulators, they're not in it for the. They barely win.
Right. And I just feel like the other ones are kind of like floppy decisions, like. Why would you be patient and resourceful? Like, that could backfire so bad. Like, if I'm a mentor.
Yeah, I'm just trusting no one.
I feel like patience and resourcefulness is, like, what Foxface was. And, like, girl, she ate some dead berries.
Yeah, exactly. So, I am going to choose the strategy. And
also, with, like, the Hunger Games history part of it, with them, like, you know, trying to, like, manipulate. And they become involved with trying to, like, move the game quicker. But they do things with, like, they pick things for a reason. Like, I think it would be good to know, like,
right.
I don't know, like, what to expect. Or, like, if, like, it was used before, what was, like, what worked or, like, whatever. But, yeah, I think, like, easy strategy, Hunger Games history, like, none of the other bullshit. They're going to try to murder you either way, so.
Yeah,
I agree.
Watching the Hunger Games, like the past footage, was what helped them realize that, like, the arena had like this little bouncy thingy, like it could.
I was just gonna say that's what they realized. The boundary.
All right.
Force field, whatever it's called. No.
Rennie, next question.
Which district of Pan Am would you feel most at home in? District 2, masonry. District 4, fishing. District 12, mining. District 1, luxury. District 5, power. District 3, technology. I don't really know about any of them. But I said besides that, PETA and Katniss are in 12 and it's 4. I'm going to go with luxury because I want to, like, have a shower.
No,
and, like,
I was going to say, like, who's going to pick fucking mining?
Me.
Like, the only one that I could maybe see somebody else pick, like, somebody picking is fishing, because maybe, like, they go fishing a lot.
I would also see tech, because you could be
in. Yeah, true.
But I wonder if tech is I wonder if District 3 is California. Because I know we were one of the higher districts in the Panama map.
Yeah. It was either two, one or
Oh,
two. I don't remember.
okay.
Or, sorry, one, two, or three. I don't remember.
I'm choosing luxury because
Same. The
I want
fuck?
to live a luxurious life. Like, and who knows if I'll ever even be a tribute. Like,
But also, like, that you would feel most at home in.
exactly. Yeah.
It looks like the most at home and the one that gives me a fucking home to live in, dude. Like,
Want to be poor. I'm sorry, 12. I'm sorry.
I
You're
want a
only
working shower. Okay, next question. Which word best describes you? Strategic, ambitious, kind, persuasive, resourceful, and loyal.
resourceful.
I'm gonna say resourceful too.
Yeah, I think
That's what I'm
resourceful as
described at
well.
work, so.
So true. Yeah, I think resourceful for me as well.
Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
Yep. What would be your motivation to win? Power and prestige, order and tradition, justice and fairness, knowledge and authority, survival and security, expression and freedom. I would say survival and security.
That's the way I just picked that too. Just knowing that you're not gonna get called back,
Right,
like
yeah.
being in
Yeah.
peace, you're always gonna be on edge. Like, you're gonna get called every year. Like, I wanted to just know that I'm not gonna get called.
Yeah, like fuck order and tradition. I don't want to be
I
here. Like,
wouldn't.
five.
No, literally.
Like, why? That's order tradition for the capital. Like,
Yeah.
justice and fairness. Like, I think about that. Like, fighting for what's right. But like, if I win, like I'm really just like a product of what the game is. I don't know, that doesn't do anything. Like,
Yeah.
and I don't think that's gonna stop me from trying to kill you in the future. Just not in the Hunger Games. So like, just I'm gonna lay low afterwards. Laying low. Don't talk to me.
Just let me live
Real.
my life. Like I fucking fought this shit. Like I don't want to live anything ever again.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's the only other thing I'm thinking of too. It would be expression and freedom. Because I feel
Yeah,
that
that
also
too.
kind of is the same. I think I'm
Yeah.
gonna put that one.
How long would you last in the Hunger Games? I would win, obviously. Hopefully to the final two with my ally, my ally. I would probably die during the bloodbath. With preparation, I will do well. It's honestly up to fate and the songbirds. Strategically speaking, somewhere in the middle. I'm either gonna be die during the bloodbath or honestly up to the fate and the songbirds. Like,
I'm not
that's what
gonna
I
lie.
think.
I think I'd do well.
Nice.
I don't know.
I think I think
You're
like,
small and scrappy.
yeah,
I
you're
am
tiny.
scrappy. Oh shit, I got my answer.
I got my answer too. I put though I will say I put blood bath. I put blood bath. I'm not surviving.
What'd you do, Jen?
I would. With preparation, I'll do well. I'm not saying I'll survive, but I think I'd do like okay.
Don't
And you know,
know.
the confidence is key.
It depends. Like, if I had a strength like Katniss with like her being good at archery and stuff, like I think I could do well. Like,
See,
she
but
was.
we're not, we're talking about you. We're not talking about
Yeah, so I'm
if. We're talking about
saying, like,
you.
I
Oh,
think.
yeah. With like your set of skills and your like you as a person, we're not talking about Katniss Everdeen.
No, but I'm saying, like, I think, up to fate.
What did you guys get?
I got Tigress.
I did
Me
too.
too. Ew.
A lot of our answers were the same though.
They
Yeah.
were, but I had a few that were different, so I'm surprised. I thought you guys were gonna get the same, and I thought I was gonna get different.
See, well, we're fair, affectionate, caring, and generous. We always know the right words and right food to cheer someone up. True on that. Your sense of style and taste for fashion is impeccable. So,
See,
that's
I feel
pretty.
like luxury got us this answer, but also I will say, I realize because it's all new characters, like there's not that like I doubt Arachne's
Yeah.
in this.
You imagine? Wait, I'm trying to get her.
Like, I feel like there's only a few characters that are probably available.
Yeah, also I feel like there are certain words that kind of like target more characters, like for example, like ambitious, power and prestige. That's gonna be Snow.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah. I would win, obviously.
yeah, like
Yeah, I feel like the characters in here are probably like Snow, Lucy Gray, Sejanus. I almost said Sejanus. Tigress. Like fucking actually just my luck think this oh, thank God my luck I would have gotten Grand Mam
right. Let me see. I just retook it, taking like shit answers, and I got queerliness.
Of course you did.
I was just trying to get someone bad. Yeah. Love that for us, guys.
Catch the next episode on Monday, April 22nd at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be discussing a new release, The Husbands by Holly Gramazio.
You can follow us on our socials at Boozy Book Talk Pod on Instagram and TikTok, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or pretty much anywhere podcasts are available. Also, make sure to subscribe and give us a review, and be sure to follow us on our individual Goodreads and Bookstagram accounts.
Thanks for listening. Cheers.